Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Piskei Aris. The Mishnah is going to say what this means. Shmoina Amos Vaod. It's 8 Amos and a little bit. This Vaod, the little bit, is a Tefach. A Tefach is 1/6 of an Amma. There are 6 Tefachim in 1 Amma. If you want to measure a Tefach, it's 4 thumbs side by side, the thickness of the thumb, into 1 Tefach. So Piskei Aris is 8 Amos and a Tefach. That's what Vaod is. V'chol Midas She'amru Chacham B'kerem. And every measure that the Chum said by a vineyard, ain't behem va'od. They never usually said the word va'od and included a tefach, chutz mi piskei aris, except for this piskei aris. Eluhain piskei aris. So what are these piskei aris? Aris shecharav me'am tso. Remember, we had this aris, the vines are all set up next to each other, of one row of vines. And the Rav says, like a case where you planted 11 vines next to a fence, let's say, and they're resting along the fence. And the middle vine, out of these 11, let's say, was destroyed. And now that the middle one is destroyed, you have a gap. And on each side, you have 5 vines. You used to have 11, but this middle one is destroyed, and you have 5 on each side now. As the Mishnah says, V'nishtayru bo chamesh kvan mikan v'chamesh kvan mikan, 5 on each side. Im yesh sham shmoina amas, if there are 8 amas between them, lo yavi zera l'sham. If it's exactly 8 amas, you're not allowed to plant in between. Shmoinim amas va'od, but if you have 8 and then a little bit more, meaning you have an extra tefach, so it's 8 amas, and that tefach, nosten lo kedei avodasoi, v'zareya asam moisar. So now that you have the space between these two vines, they don't connect. So now you just look at them totally separately. So now the halacha depends. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that held that 5 vines together in an aris, even according to Beis Hill, does not make it a kerem. Remember, he was very makel, so you'd only need to distance it 6 tefachim, just like distancing from any single vine, because 5 vines together, even in an aris, set up against the fence or however, or against that flatbed aris thing, it's still considered one vine, that outer vine. It doesn't combine to be a kerem, because according to Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you always need 2 rows to make something a kerem, and therefore you'd only need 6 tefachim, the Rav says. But according to us, that you have to distance it 4 amas from either of the arises, so you'd only be able to plant in that little area. It's a tefach, and that's the only place that you can actually plant. So you'd have to go 4 away from this one, 4 away from that one, and then right in that little middle area, that little tefach, that's where you can plant. Now the Rav brings down, it's good chazara for us, 2 other points here, is that you see again that although we consider it a kerem, an aris, where you have 5 vines resting in one on one flat bed thing, which we call the apifioris, or it's resting on a fence, which also gives it the same din as an aris, it's not looked at as a kerem regarding everything. So for example, as long as you plant it 6 tefachim away, even though it's aser to plant within 4 amas from an aris, because we were machmer like a kerem, however, if you did it, it's not aser, it doesn't become aser b'diavad. That was one chilik we said. The other chilik is this Mishnah, that normally you would need 16 amas. When you break up like a karachas hakerem, a real kerem, a full-fledged kerem, and it's mowed down in the middle, it's called karachas hakerem, and you need 16 amas of space. And this, we see, you only need 8 amas total. So we see another kula regarding an aris that has a din of a quasi-kerem, that it's not as machmer as a regular kerem.